Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
A lot of families will be getting together on Sunday for Father's Day, and Marianne has a few tips on how to talk to that dad who is normally, shall we say, not very talkative.
If my dad were alive, I think he would have fallen into this category, maybe. I'm not sure. But if your dad is a man of few words, that doesn't really mean that he likes the distance. He just might not have the tools to open up to you.
Tell me about it. They used to call my father Silent Sam, and I always just assumed he wasn't going to talk, so I didn't bother asking him questions to open him up, but I guess I should have, right?
Yeah, but a little known fact about you, Bob Surratt, is that you are pretty much, you're not like the most talkative person when you're off the air.
Well, you know, I'm spent after 10 a.m.
You're spent.
Yeah.
Well, Time Magazine did a piece on this topic, and I thought it was so interesting because, you know, heading into Father's Day, there's actually a Pew Research Center survey that found that dads are more likely than moms to admit that they communicate with their kids less often than they would like. Hmm. And a lot of young adults would like to connect more with their dads. So, they came up with these simple strategies from experts to get the silent dads to talk more, and I thought it would be really great to share them.
I wish I had known about all this years ago. All right, what are they?
Okay, well, here goes. Well, the first one is to meet him where he is, literally. So if your dad's the type who likes to, like, tinker or build or fix things, don't expect chats over coffee. So you meet him where he's comfortable. That goes for anybody, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be the garage, the golf course, the garden, or wherever he's in his element. And you're going to be amazed at what comes up when you're handing him tools or helping him out. So conversations happen when they feel natural. I do that with my mom, except that my mom's best, you know, place of comfort is just in her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I feel like taking her out to dinner or something one day, it doesn't happen. It happens when I go to her environment. You know, she's surrounded by her things.
Is this why our daughter basically talks to me only when we're on the tennis court together?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not give her this list yet, but I should.
Yes.
All right, the next one is sit next to him, not in front of him, because eye contact can feel intimidating. Sitting side by side, like at a ball game, in the car or at the grocery store, takes the pressure off. So, you know, you might casually ask, did they have this cereal when you were a kid? You know, because you're sitting next to him, and then suddenly you're hearing about, you know, boiled egg breakfast of 1962 or something.
Yeah.
So I never thought about it that way. But, yes, it's a good idea to sit next to somebody, not in front of them.
That's a really good tip. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Focus on the story and not the feelings. So this is another thing that actually I do with my mother. But instead of asking, how do you feel about, you know, whatever it is, try, tell me about when you played on that baseball team, or what was your first car like? Because you're going to hear all these things that are coming out just by asking that question, like worry, excitement, pride. Even if they're not saying the words, you're going to feel it in the story.
Yeah, dads don't talk about feelings.
No. I mean, not to stereotype, because a lot of dads these days do, but this is like really for like a lot of old-fashioned dads, I think.
Yeah, well.
Try a different way to communicate. So if face-to-face chats don't flow, you can always try something else. I mean, write a letter. Nobody writes letters these days, but send an email, text him a memory or a photo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about building a connection. That's the process. It's not just like a one-time event. And a lot of times, the best conversations happen in writing. I know that with our Gen Z daughter, that is the only way that I get great conversations.
Yeah, it's easier.
In writing,
yeah.
In text.
Yeah, because there's no talking involved.
Right. Lead with humor. A little laughter, you know, of course, can open the door to a real conversation. Like, you can share a joke, a video. a meme, yep. And then explain what a meme is.
Conversation starter, right?
Exactly. And then ask for help. This is the last one. Dads love being helpful, so that's where they feel confident. Again, stereotyping a lot. But ask for advice or an opinion instead of diving straight into personal questions. You can say, what do you think about this house I'm looking at? You know, include them in the process. And you're going to hear more than just practical advice. You're going to hear, you know, things like what matters to your dad. Like maybe it's your safety and security, whatever it is. The bottom line is don't overthink it. Pardon me?
Everybody likes to tell people what to do. Everybody likes to do that. Everybody likes to tell someone else what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you got going on Savvy Planet, on the Savvy Planet website right now?
Well, my mouth waters just by telling you about this meatball recipe, because these aren't just chicken meatballs that I am going to send out this week. They are juicy, golden, and served over this silky pea and creme fraiche sauce that tastes like, I don't know, like spring on a plate. It is so delicious, so great for this season. And if you make this, you're going to continue to crave it over and over again. And your mouth is also going to be watering before the first bite.
Last time you made these meatballs, I think I ate 100 of them. I mean, it's...
I think you did, too.
It's pretty good stuff.
Sit over this delicious... I love it when food sits over, like, a cream sauce. And this cream sauce, it reminds me a little bit... I shouldn't even say this, because I don't want to turn anybody off, but I love... You know, when you go to England and you get, like, you know, fish and chips,
mm-hmm.
and then a lot of times the side dish is mushy peas?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah, oh, sure.
I love the mushy peas. And this reminds me of that, but it's like fancy mushy peas with creme fraiche. It's so delicious.
Get the recipe on Savvy Planet, savvy-planet.com. Subscribe, and you can check out all the surprises and recipes from Marianne. And also these tips that you just heard for talking to your silent dad, savvyplanet.com. Maybe I'll talk to the kids Sunday, Marianne. Thinking about it.
Okay, you do that. And I will prepare them with this list.
Yeah, please. It's 848. Thank you.